So Om Shanti and good morning. I was just going to do a little recap of my own personal Brahmin journey, which has been very short so far. It only started about a year ago, and it actually started by me starting to learn Hindi. I mean, I started a bit before, but I contacted somebody in Jaipur and started speaking with him on Skype, and that was how I actually heard first time about BKs. I had never heard about BKs until like 12 months ago, and then ended up going to Jaipur in last February, and going to the local center over there in Sodala Center in Jaipur. And they just took me like as their own family member right away, and so I ended up coming here to Madhuban because they organized me to come here. And the minute I walked in from those gates, it really felt like coming home. I remember Sachin Bhai asking me how do I feel. And I said, I have come home. And I took the 7 days course here. This is my Brahmin birthplace. This exact same space. I took it with a sister Krishna who was doing a service here. And I think she's in Kuwait at the moment. And so 9 months later, I'm here. And I couldn't feel any better. Physically, probably a little bit better because I've had some colds and things happening. 22nd February, yes. Yes, exactly. So, yes. And I remember other people being jealous about taking a photo with you, and they couldn't have a photo with you. So yesterday when Sachin Bhai asked me to prepare for today's blessing, I was really surprised because this is basically my second class here, and I thought, oh my God, I can't do this. And then I remembered, because I've been listening to Dr. Sachin's YouTube lectures, and there's one from last year about from OMG to OMS, which I really liked, and I thought, now this is a challenge, so I have to take this challenge, and so here am I, because I'm not a public speaker, I've never been a public speaker, I'm just one of those people who like to be on the background and help, just being there, and more I'm a feeling kind of person, not a talkative person. Yeah, so instead of saying, oh my God, I'm just going to say, Om Shanti. And so I actually want to thank you for this opportunity to prove myself that I can actually do this. And of course, thank Baba. And we can change anything really with Baba's help. I mean, it is so amazing what he can do. So I read the title of today's blessing, and it was just so perfect for the situation. So the title is "Become an instrument for world transformation by having self transformation," and. The blessing in itself, just a second. So, may you be an elevated server who becomes an instrument for world transformation by having self-transformation. You children have taken the contract of bringing about world transformation through self-transformation. Self-transformation is the basis of world transformation. No matter how much effort you make on any soul, without your self-transformation, there can be no any transformation. This is because in today's world, people do not change just by hearing something, but they change when they see the change. Many who cause bondage change themselves when they see the transformation in your life. Many who cause bondage change themselves when they see the transformation in your life. So to demonstrate this by doing it, to demonstrate it by changing yourself, is to become an elevated server. And I guess we all agree that this world needs changing, but how do we actually do it? And I really think the only way of doing that is just by changing yourself first, and serving as an example. I mean, how you can change, how Baba can change you, and other people can see that, they can feel that. So you become the instrument for the change. And like we say, become the change you want to see in the world. And it is so true. I've realized that myself so many times. So we really have to serve as an example for other people, and we can change ourselves completely from, like Baba says, from a shell to a diamond. And just to go back to my own experience about changing myself, so last February when I went back to Australia, a work colleague of mine. I saw him on the way in on the first day I was back to work, and Mark is his name, and he said, "You have changed." And I hadn't told him anything, what I've done, where I'd been, what happened, and that was to me a clear sign of how obvious it actually is, and how it really transforms your life. Finding Baba, finding this knowledge. And since then, lots of people have commented about how I have changed. Well, what happened? And I basically told them I'm doing meditation, giving little hints here and there, I have realized that they have started to look for change too. But I guess the thing is, people do want to see the change with their own eyes before they actually believe they can change themselves, because people don't realize the potential they have in them for change. And I was going to ask you, do you guys have any sort of same sort of experiences or anything in your Brahmin life? Nothing. There.
Focus on the problem, even though there's so many good things around. It's a little stain of a little defect that still bothers us. Like an elephant gets an ant in the ear, and it drives the elephant crazy. It's the king of the, it's huge, but a little. So sometimes we're working on that. We forget how, what an example we can be or we are.
Yes.
What I noticed about you just in the past 10 days is this lit, this light, every day more lightness. So it's inspiring. And the speed with which this brother has moved in the last of the year is amazing.
Yes. The pressure is on, definitely. Anybody else? Yes, yes, I know. But yeah. So, to me, doing service really is all about serving with your face, serving with the actions, serving with your thoughts, and it's amazing what you can do with that. You don't need any tricks or anything more than that. I mean, it's just be your original self. Find that original self that you have sort of covered with stuff over the years. And just be that person, be that soul. And so it's really all very simple. there is no mystery to it. And I was just going to read again the today's blessing. That I'm actually able to do, for example, this kind of thing. I find it quite easy to talk to other people now about talking about things like spiritual things. And I think the courage that I have received in the last 9 months, it's amazing. No, not to this extent.
You were interested in having this earlier?
Sorry?
You were interested in talking about spirituality earlier?
More about philosophy and stuff like that, and not so much spirituality. Oh, yes, I mean, it's a fine line sometimes. But it has totally changed my life. And it's just that, like you really don't feel like you're alone anymore. You have Baba, you have the Brahmin family, and it just feels wonderful, in one word. So today's blessing again. May you be an elevated server who becomes an instrument for world transformation by having self-transformation. You children have taken the contract of bringing about world transformation through self-transformation. Self-transformation is the basis of world transformation. No matter how much effort you make on any soul without your self-transformation, there can be no any transformation. This is because in today's world, people do not change just by hearing something, but they change when they see the change. Many who cause bondage change themselves when they see the transformation in your life. So to demonstrate this by doing it, to demonstrate it by changing yourself, is to become an elevated server. Internal effort. At the moment, it is really finding that inner teacher in me, because I think it is somewhere there. And I've just realized it, and to tell the message, to talk about Gyan, to talk about meditation, and be open about it, So I think that is my current status. I don't think so. Because I'm a fast learner, and I think I can catch up. Does anybody have any questions, comments? Yes. Yes, but. Yes. 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 Teaching. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And yes. It reveals itself to everybody else too. Like when you're chasing yourself, I mean, they feel it. They see it. And I think that's the best teaching you can give anybody, is how much you've changed yourself. How do I sustain? Well, Merlis, of course, and churning, especially with the RVX Merlis, a lot of churning, and I mean, there's material for, I mean, endless material, and I do read the Merlis every single morning, and there's a lot to discover. Let's put it this way. I'm only at the beginning, but like I said, I mean, I need to speed up.
Have you learned Hindi?
Yes, Hindi sikh raha hoon. Yeah, TK. Yogesh, who told me also about the VK, so he's been a very important instrument in a way, because at the same time he's teaching me Hindi, he told me about the VKs, he took me to the Sodala Center in Jaipur. And that's where my journey really started, a very short while ago. I am enjoying. It's just a pity that I can't come back earlier than in a year. I think next time I need to stay a bit longer, because once you get into the Brahmin life, like here, it takes a few days, and then all of a sudden you have to go, and you don't want to. Who have been for a long time. I guess to find that newness about things, and just remember how it was, like when you found Baba, and how it felt, and get back that feeling. I have to think about that for a little while. best word in Hindi. I will get back to you on that one. I can't think of any word. I just love the whole language, and I love the way it reveals the Merlis to me better, because I'm actually reading the Merlis in Hindi.
You're reading in Hindi?
Yes. Because English translation is not always quite. Originally, I'm from Finland. Finland, yes. But I've been living in Australia for the last 15 years. In Tasmania, I live in Tasmania, which is a small island south of Melbourne. It's an island of 400,000 people. We only have one center on the whole island, and it's about 50 kilometers from my house, so I have to drive 1 hour to get to the center, I go twice a week, because I have to work. Yes, but I also organized, we are getting the Merlis through Skype, so I bought a proper microphone for the center, so we can transmit the Merlis every single morning from the center while they are reading it, and connect that way with the family every single day. And that has been a very good help, because we have a few older sisters whose health is not so good anymore, and they can't come to the center, and so they can still participate by hearing the Merle on Skype every single day, and it sort of energized the whole center, because we are only 5 to 10 active members in the whole center, on the whole island of Tasmania. I'm a terrible singer. You don't want to hear that. But Per is very good singer in Hindi. Yeah, I know. Per is singing in Hindi constantly, so he should do this part. So Om Shanti.